This week, the Senate named conferees for the Farm Bill Conference. These conferees are now involved in discussions about how to go ahead, and I'm getting ideas from them to put into a bill that we will send to the president. Now that we've named conferees, it should allow us to accelerate discussions and negotiations to get a final bill. I'm talking now almost daily with administration officials, Senator Chambliss, House Chairman Peterson, other conferees. Of course, bipartisan meetings involving House and Senate staff members have been going on for weeks, and they have produced compromises on a number of issues. Now, once the House names conferees, we can begin formal meetings at the member level. In the Senate, we're making progress. We're searching for compromises, and that's why it's extremely unfortunate that the president continues to dig in his heels. Just yesterday, he used Ag Secretary Schaefer's swearing-in ceremony to reiterate his threat to veto any bill that, quote-unquote, raises taxes. Well, coming on the heels of the same threat in his State of the Union speech last week, it now seems that Mr. Bush relishes any and every opportunity to veto the Farm Bill. This is not constructive or helpful. It stands in stark contrast to the bipartisan spirit that allowed this bill to pass the Senate with one of the largest majorities ever for a Farm Bill. This bill is critically important to our farming families and to rural communities in Iowa and across America. We urgently need the increased investments in this bill in renewable energy, in rural economic development, nutrition, conservation, and so much more. The fact is, we are not spending enough on agriculture and rural America when you consider federal spending overall. In fact, it's less than 1%, less than a half of 1% of the total federal budget. So I urge the president to step away from his harsh rhetoric and inflexible stance. We need him as a partner so that we can produce a farm bill good for the country. Ending tax abuses to free up money, closing loopholes to free up money for urgent investments is not raising taxes. That's just responsible budgeting. So I hope the president will take another look and reconsider his inflexible stance. As a matter of fact, in his budget that he just sent down, he proposes to close a number of loopholes. So why is he so opposed to what we're doing when we got 79 votes in the Senate for closing these loopholes? So again, I just hope the president will not keep being so inflexible in this situation. But we're going to press ahead, and we'll get a bill that we'll send him. Hopefully he'll sign it, but we'll have to wait and see.